If you're glad to be here, will you worship the Lord for a minute? Yes. Come on. Thank you, Father. I never realized how privileged we were to get together with our friends and our family and worship our Savior until somebody said it wasn't good for us. I never realized, because you know what's funny? I've been stressed out and I've been in the process of selling a house. I've been in the process of doing a lot of things, and my wife and I talked about maybe after we sell the house, let's take a month off of church. I know that sounds terrible. Ministry should never take time off. They should work until they fall over, right? Yeah. Let's take a month off of church. Let's go to the beach for 2 weeks. Let's reset our minds. Let's come back and let's kill everything in our path. And we got that month off of church. But it wasn't really how I expected, because all of a sudden, my father, my father-in-law, myself, we all became televangelists. All of a sudden, I had a video camera and a computer, and I was in high demand. But I thank the Lord that he gave me skills. He gave me the equipment to help my family and to be busy and further the Lord's work. Amen? Amen. I'll tell you, though, this crazy time, a crazy time of our life. I hate to say the pandemic. I hate to say the Rona. I hate to say all that stuff, because I don't want to give that a spotlight. Right? It's not going to be the corona that brings people to Jesus. It's goodness of God that brings men to repentance. Amen? But I'll tell you, what's been going on is my emotions have been all over the place. Straight up. My temper has been... And I don't like that. I don't want to be that. Whitney knows. She's been with me. Man, goodness. But I've lost my temper. And you know what happens when you lose your temper? Nothing good. Pure crap. But I find out that over the last few months, and I don't hope you were like this, but I hope you can relate to what I'm thinking. I've been so overwhelmed with everything that's going on, with everything that I have to worry about, and everything that I have to think about, that I've started to maybe forget about who I was. Anybody with me on that? See, I've been so worried about outside circumstances. I hate to say it because I feel like a failure, but I started to forget who Jesus is in me. I started to forget the power of the resurrection that's on me, the power of a blessed risen Savior that has made me a conqueror over everything. I've forgotten about it because I've been so overwhelmed and consumed with my own crap. Has anybody else felt like that a little bit? Yeah. Normally when I struggle, I look to my elders. I look to my elders. Kids, look to your elders. Find an elder. Find a mentor. Cherish them. Love them. You have Pastor Trish. Cherish her. Look to your elders. But you know what I found out when I found that I was looking to my elders? My poor papa, God love him, he seemed to be as frustrated and confused and emotional, jerky-er than me. You know, everybody's been lost lately. There's no plan. There's no game plan. There's no playbook for what we've been living through. Yeah. Right? We're just kind of just like, oh, crap, what's today? We got murder hornets, then we're going to have rabid squirrels, and then we're going to have hopefully Mothman and Bigfoot make an appearance before long. But I'm really blessed to have good leaders in my life. I'm really blessed to have in-laws, elders, and mentors. And, you know, before we had Google, your leaders and your elders were your Google, right? You go to the people who know things, who've done things before. Like if something would break in my house, a lot of times if I see Sean, my brother-in-law, hey, Sean, this broke. Have you ever fixed something like this before? Why? Because he has experience doing something I don't have, right? But I didn't find that anybody knew what the heck was going on. Did anybody really feel like they knew what was going on in the last few months?
Nope.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure I didn't not ask the right person. But what I'm going to talk to you tonight is about is following the leader. And I want to give you, some of you guys, when you're in drumline with me, how many of you want to perform without me? None of them ever. Remember, Beck? They'd be like, Clint, can you perform with us? Why? Because a leader in your life will give you confidence. It will propel you to places you don't necessarily have the footing to go on your own because of the leaders and the mentors and the elders you choose in your life. And on that note, I'm going to give you a little example here, and I'm going to bring three drummers. I'm not even going to stack the deck with non-drummers because I'm confident they are not going to be able to do this right. Jared, Sean, Jason, Sean, if you don't mind helping me out. I know he wants to punch me right now, but that's okay. It wouldn't be the first time. So what we're going to do, here's what I want you guys to do. You can sit down or you can stand, but you're going to play drums on your lap. And this is an exercise where the three or four of us, however you want to do this, is... Oh, dear Lord. Poor Sean, he's going to be mad for sure. But here's what I want you all to do. All right. You all are going to play the same four-count pattern, okay? And then every four-count, you know, every measure, you're going to do your own solo. Okay? Ready? One, two, three, four.
Wait, are you going to show us what?
Wait, come on. I just told you what to do. All right, ready? One, two, three, four. All right, now, that's way better than I expected you to do that.
We're not failures, Clint.
But if I'm not making you wing it, you know I would never accept that as a performance piece, right? What? Yeah. But if I tell you to go like this, peanut butter sandwich, peanut butter sandwich, peanut butter sandwich, one, two, peanut butter sandwich, peanut butter sandwich, peanut butter sandwich, peanut butter sandwich, peanut butter sandwich. Jason, get ready. One, two, three, four. Do your solo. Okay. We're good. Thank you, gentlemen. Give him a hand. Maybe I shouldn't have stacked the deck. Maybe I should have not used drummers. But you all see what I'm saying here? What a leader does for you, pulls your attention, and it gives you something to follow. I know that when it comes to following a leader, like in my musical endeavors as a player, if I can watch somebody play something, 92 times out of 100, I can generally regurgitate it right back to you and play it. I remember a couple years ago, I went to see Rush. Anybody remember, know who Rush is, right? And normally, I've been a huge Neil Peart fan. He was the drummer, insane drummer. But after going to that concert and watching the bass player play all night, I come home the next morning and I play two or three Rush songs the right way just because I finally seen how he did it. Why? Because I had a leader. Yeah. All right, I'm going to go to John 5, 19 to 21. I hope this makes sense to y'all. Hey, can you try that in NIV? Did I mess? I know I gave you. Okay. Well, it's still not NIV. That's all right. We get going. Ah! So Jesus gave them this answer. I tell you the truth. The Son can do nothing by himself. He can do only what he sees his Father doing, because whatever the Father does, the Son also does. Next verse. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all he does. Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these. Next verse. For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom he is pleased to give it. Now, the version which I cannot remember which one I have, it says, so the Son gives life to anyone he wants. That's what I want to talk about. Because if we're going to follow the leader, who's the leader in our lives? Please say Jesus. Hey, all right. So if we're going to follow the leader, I think one of the things we need to be able to do is be ready to give life to people. You following me? That sound too up here? Do you understand where I'm going? If I'm going to follow the leader, and I know that Jesus gives life to people, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to give life to people. Let's go to Joshua 24:15. I'm pretty sure they chose me because they know I usually speak less than 30 minutes. I'm pretty sure it was a vote. That's Joshua 24:15. All right, here we go. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Now, who's heard that scripture before? How many of y'all or your parents had that on some kind of a plaque in your home? And it was more of a, like, you know, we have scriptures up in our house, but I mean, when my dad said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, I understood that I didn't have a choice not to serve the Lord because that's what we do. We're Weinbrenners. We're in the house of God. We serve the Lord. And you know, when I think about serving the Lord, I think about backbreaking work. I think about, man, throughout the pandemic, I feel like I've been, the phrase, be busy about the Lord's work. Because I thought, just give you a little insight to what's going on in my head. I think, Father, there's so many people stuck at home, and I don't want anybody to feel downcast. I don't want to feel anybody to feel left out. I don't want anybody to feel lonely and desperate and desolate. I don't want anybody to feel hopeless. What can I do? And so what I have been doing was producing videos for my dad, my father-in-law, myself. And we had such crazy reactions to these videos. It blew my mind. One of my buddies, a combat veteran, let me add, one of my buddies I work with, a combat veteran, got a hold of me. He was like, dude, I am loving what you're saying. A lady I work with, she lives in London, and I've come to find out she'd been hurt by the church and hadn't been to church in years. And she IM'd me at work and said, Clint, I just want you to know I'm watching your videos. And it's moving my heart. I'm starting to hear, I'm starting to see things again. I never in a million years thought a 7-minute video of me sitting in my truck would make it to Europe. Let me tell you what, when we're following our leaders, sometimes we're going to have to step outside of that box of where we're comfortable. Because I didn't really want to do that. Trust me when I say I did not want to be a televangelist. If I was going to be a televangelist, and I know this might, I hope this doesn't offend anybody, I would wear a white coat, and when I took it off, I'd want you all to fall. No, okay. Woo! But all my life I heard this, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord as a declaration. And when I think of serving the Lord, I think about church cleanup day. You know, vacuuming and weed whacking and leaf blowing and picking up trash, and God, that's where my mind goes when I say serving the Lord. Because playing music to me has never been it's never felt like I was serving. It's always been one of the happiest moments I have that day, that week, that month. You know what I mean? But what if we looked at, instead of serving the Lord, you see what I'm doing here? I'm shoveling, or I'm pulling something, or let's play charades. What if we looked at it instead of working? What if we served the Lord? On a tray. See, I feel like people need me or they need something. I need to give them a little bit of the Lord. I need to serve the Lord. But I don't necessarily know how to do that or how to get started. Can you guys relate to that maybe? You know what you want to do. You know the right thing to do. You even feel your heart pulling you in that direction, but you're thinking, man, I don't really even know where to get started. Do you ever hear that voice in your head? This is okay. You can admit to hearing voices. But you know that voice in your head, the one that tells you to do something or tells you not to do something? You know, Disney called it Jiminy Cricket. Some people call it your conscience. I call that the Holy Spirit in your mind. See, we've made spiritual accessibility inaccessible. See, I think we were born and we were designed from the ground up to have a relationship and worship our Savior. So if that's what the true case is, then I have to be set up for success by my Creator to hear Him. Anybody with me? Young people, I want you to know this, no matter what. And old people, I don't care, young or old. If you're struggling about hearing from the voice of the Lord, because let me tell you what, I've felt like I've struggled hearing the voice of the Lord the last few months. Amen. I have struggled, bro. I have done everything I can to shut off every negative voice and every negative thing in my life. I've gone and listened to worship music. I've gone for a ride with no music on just to be silent. And nothing works. Nothing feels like it works to me. And so, if you feel like that, you're not alone, number one. Okay? And number two, you're not alone. I know that was number one. I can count, thank you. Now, we've changed our mindset, hopefully. I'm trying to get you on board with not serving the Lord or weed whacking for Jesus. But don't get me wrong, sometimes you're going to need to weed whack for Jesus. So much hate in our world today. Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I've seen things the last month that have blown my mind. And it makes me think of Dr. Martin Luther King. He says, darkness can't drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hatred can't drive out hate. Only love can do that. Now, I was talking to my wife this afternoon. I was saying, you know, hon, I feel like everything I put together comes down to one or two scriptures, because I feel like my personal walk with the Lord is a journey. I know that's cliche, but what I mean is I'm constantly wanting to be better. I'm constantly wanting to find out who Jesus is. I know he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, but I'm not. And I change and I evolve as I get older or things happen to me. And I think I need to keep looking for him. I need to keep finding him. I need to keep trying to figure out who I am. But what happens with my scriptures, almost everything comes down to the 1 John 4:8. I can't hardly say 1 John 4:7 and 8 without saying them both together. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for... See, that to me is a pivotal point in the gospel. Because if I want to serve the Lord, now remember, we're not talking about serving the Lord. We're talking about serving the Lord. I need to know what he is. I need to know who he is before I can give him away. Y'all are familiar with the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, 4. Anytime you ever see love, when you see God, and you say, what does that mean? Remember this chapter. This chapter is your cheat sheet. You with me? It's your cheat sheet that gives you a table to follow who God is and what God is and how I can emulate that and be like him in this earth. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. Love never fails. You want to know how to be God in someone's life? Not be God, like rule them or something weird like that. But you want to be a godly presence in your friends and your family's lives? Here's your formula. Be patient. Be kind. Don't be envious. Everybody has a different life. Don't dishonor others. Don't talk about people behind their back. Don't talk crap. Don't look out for yourself. Look for others. Oh boy, here's one for me. Is not easily angered. So if I'm serving the Lord, I'm going to show you this here. I hope this works. I tried to find a fancy serving dish. Boy, did I hit the jackpot. You remember how on cartoons or you see on somewhere, somebody would have like a flat tray and they have this big like half dome with this thing and they say, voila. So I'm going to serve. As for me and my house, if I'm going to serve the Lord, I'm going to have to give forgiveness to someone. I have to have empathy. You guys know what empathy means? Understanding what somebody else is feeling. How can I serve the Lord if I don't give hope to people? How can I not be a joyous presence? Whitney Grace, you're always a joyous presence in my life. Person, you seem like the kind of guy who brings peace. You're a calm guy. I like that. Sometimes we'll share our faith. See what I'm getting at here? See, serving the Lord isn't just a one-way street or a one-way kind of thing to do. We can be understanding with each other. We can be patient with each other. Don't eat these. These are wood. We can show kindness to people. And the big catch-all, Jackson, love your neighbor. See, It's as simple as figuring out that the gospel is not as complicated as we might think it is. Yeah. See, it's as simple being kind to someone. It's as simple as not being selfish. Yeah. It's as simple as being humble. You follow where I'm at with this, guys? Yeah. Let me tell you something. I'm about to wrap her up here. I know, short-winded preacher. Awesome, right? I'm going to sell this on eBay later. All right. If you don't like what you see in your life, what's your solution? Serve the Lord. You see hate in your school, serve the Lord. You see somebody being mistreated, serve the Lord. See, sometimes we have to change our mind on a key phrase. I know this is just a wordplay, but if you think about it, the greatest thing we can do to those we love and those we even don't know, show them love and show them who Jesus Christ is in me, who Jesus is in you. You all with me? I don't know if we're doing altar call or if we're doing social distanced altar, but let me just say, it's been a tough time. I know, I'll tell you this, I got hired to go, you all can keep them or throw them away or burn them, I don't, whatever you want to do. I got hired to go to I'm a drone pilot, and I do video stuff, and I got hired to go to a church down in Kearneysville. It was a Church of God, good old school, tongue-talking, shouting, jumping your pews, Church of God, and in the intro prayer, the minister was actually my roommate in college, but he hired me to come down and film his drive-in. They had a drive-in church at the beginning, and he wanted to use that video to promote drive-in service to his area. So he had me come down and film that for him. But me and Dad went, and we had a good old time. I knew Dad was going to have a great time. But in the intro prayer, Bobby starts praying in the Holy Ghost. And immediately, my eyes filled with tears, and I thought, we're not going to have camp this year. I told the church today to pray for our service tonight because we were going to put 5 days of the Holy Ghost into one night. But I feel like you just want to come up and spend some time at the altar. We don't have to have any reason. You can come up and find Jesus. You can come up and get closer to Jesus. I don't really care. As long as you're focused on Him. You can come up for a reason or for no reason. But if you want to learn to serve the Lord better, more easily, more efficiently, more naturally. See, I want the words that I say to people to be my Father's words. And in order to do that, I have to not focus on myself. I have to focus on Him. So, you just want to take a couple minutes, come up here and pray. These altars are open. No matter what situation you come in contact with, or what happens to you, or what you run into, serve the Lord. Give Him Jesus. Give Him Jesus. Be kind. Be kind. Be gracious. Don't talk crap about everybody. What I'm doing, pleasing to You, Lord. Father, for every person that's here, Lord, God, I thank You so much for the opportunity to get together and celebrate You. I never realized in my life I'd be so happy and missing church so much, but here we are. And Lord, I thank You for that, because it's not necessarily church I'm missing, it's Your people and it's You. And so, Father, no matter what is on anyone's heart, their mind, whatever, Lord, give it to You, Lord. Father, give us the courage and the bravery to stand up and do what's right, even when it's not easy, Lord. Let us learn to serve you in everything we do. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you.